Business Growth with Riri Okoye is brought to you by First Bank.
What's up, Lagos? Welcome to Business Growth with Riri Okoye, the SME show that gives entrepreneurs and business owners an unfair advantage. This show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. Now, on last week's episode, I was sharing tips on writing a winning proposal. So on today's show, I'm going to show you how to win that pitch, because you've written a proposal and your client or potential client wants to see you today. Now, let me tell you something. I've been privileged to be a judge on a really large, popular African platform for African business owners, including us Nigerians. So I'm going to be giving you some secrets. Now, the first secret is structure. It's very simple. When I talk about structuring your pitch, all you need to do are the following. What is your client's problem? What is your solution? And the next steps finished. Okay, so that should be an outline of your pitch. Now, before I go on to talk to you about how to present your pitch, I know that you can deal with nervousness. Okay, and I have found that nervousness is really about the mindset. It's all about how we feel, like we think we're going to make a mistake, or we think we're going to, you know, just say something that we shouldn't have said in the pitch. It's normal, especially if it's the first time. But remember, it's not about you. You know, it's about what value that you can bring to the audience. You are giving value for the fact that you have actually gone out of your way to create a product or service to the marketplace. It's a big deal. So right now, I think you should give yourself a pat on the back. It's a big deal, you know, to be a business person. Now, another thing that you need to do about your nervousness, especially before presenting, is to take a deep breath. Let's practice with me. Breathe in, breathe out. That will help you before you actually, you know, go in for your pitch. Now, another thing that is important is preparation. Preparation is key. You will feel nervous, but if you've done your preparation, that will help you to overcome your nervousness. Now, before I continue to talk to you about how to win that pitch, I've got a special message from our leading sponsors, First Bank. By now, you know, I always come with great news from First Bank, and I have a message for all female micro, small and medium enterprises, often known as MSMEs. All right. So I suggest you listen closely. So all female owned and managed MSMEs businesses can now access up to 3 million Naira single digit loan with First Gem. Yes, you heard it right. First Gem Fund Scheme is First Bank's gender support single digit women for women MSMEs. A woman owned managed MSMEs with at least 51% female ownership in the following sectors can apply. So listen up. Number one, food, beverages, processing and packaging confectionaries can apply. Number two, catering and restaurants. Number three, transportation, including logistics. Number four, beauty and cosmetic products. Number five, agro-allied, including retail food value chain. So you can get up to 3 million Naira with First Gem loan at 9%. All you need to do is visit firstbanknigeria.com or visit any of our local First Bank branches near you. So on today's show, if you're just tuning in, this is Business Growth with Riri Okoye, and this show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. And on today's show, I'm talking about how to win that pitch. Yes, how to win that pitch. So when you start your pitch, you're starting with your introduction. So you want to open with energy and a strong posture, because remember, first impressions matter. Right, and remember to keep your introduction short, and you can use an impressive slide. So during the pitch, what's important is to offer a solution to their needs. Remember I said that? Offer a solution to their needs. You can use simple language and just make it clear and concise. Don't use all your company jargon, because sometimes the judges may not know what you're talking about. All right, be genuine and listen. Because a client might interrupt to ask questions, and that is quite common during pitches. Okay, so be confident. Be confident in your product and service. You've got this. You know, just remember that to yourself. Say to yourself, I've got this. And remember to tell a success story, because we human beings, including yourself, we love stories. But when you're pitching, you have to keep the story short and sweet, because a lot of the times, from my experiences, pitching is probably about 4 to 5 minutes. Well, that's the ones I've listened to. So they're really short. So when you're doing a story, don't start talking about your grandmother's house and all of that. Just keep the story short and sweet. And remember to distinguish your product or service from your competitors. And when you're doing that, ask yourself the question, what is your competitive advantage? Why should these judges or clients, why should they choose you? Okay. And what is your uniqueness? So never go into a pitch unless you know what is unique about you. Because remember, after you, there's probably 50 people out there waiting to pitch to. So you want to really ensure that you know your uniqueness, and it's really clear and it stands out. So if you've just joined in, this is Business Growth with Riri Okoye. This show is proudly sponsored by First Bank, and we're talking about how to win the pitch. Now, another thing that you've got to do is you've got to show value for money. And when I mean that, I'm talking about the benefits. What are the benefits? You know, customers and clients are always asking that, what is in it for me? What will I gain? Yes, you're talking all this grammar, all this English, you have this, you have that, but what is my business going to gain from your pitch? Remember to tell them that, because sometimes we get so caught up with the features, but what they want is the benefits. Give them an impressive figure. Like, for example, when I'm doing training, I always get 100% positive feedback. And I say that in my pitches. And it's not just me saying it. I've got proof. I've got social proof. I've got testimonials to show that. So what are your impressive figures? Show them. Use visual aids carefully, because sometimes people do come into pitches with presentations, with PowerPoints, and they're all over the place. They're too long. There's too much wording. You know, they're visual aids. That's what visual aids mean. Visual aids are just to help you move from one point to the other. They are not your pitch. Your pitch is your research. Your pitch is what you know about your business. It's not really the visual aid. So don't get too caught up in the presentation that becomes so busy and it makes the person that is listening to you lose focus, okay? They are not your pitch. Another thing, if you have a product, you can actually bring that product in, but make sure that the product is excellent. You know, I've had one of the businesses that I run is event management, and I've had people bring in products to me, and sometimes those products are so terrible. I just think they're saying all the right things, but what they're showing me is not great. So make sure that the samples that you bring in are excellent, right? And then by the end of the pitch, ask for a sale, but don't pressurize. It's not by force, you know. If they like what you're selling to them, they will say to you they like it, but it's not, you must sign this now, you know. Okay, don't do that. Ask if there's any clarification needed, okay, and end the pitch with a clear call to action. Ask them, what do you want to sign now? Shall we start today? You know, ask them, but as I said to you before, not with pressure, all right? So the thing is, remember to agree the next steps. Now, sometimes when you do a pitch, when you've just wowed, you know, when you've wowed them, sometimes they just want to, they love what you have and they want to, you know, go forward. And that is where it's important to negotiate, because sometimes, especially, you know, like new business owners, sometimes you get so overwhelmed by the fact that they've, you know, said, oh, we want your product, that maybe you may not give them the price, or you go so low. No, before you go into a pitch, make sure that you agree on what figures that you're going, you know, what is your bottom line? What is, like, after this price? No, don't go in there feeling so pressurized that you now end up losing out because you've given them such a low price for your value. You'll go out disappointed. So make sure you know your figures. Now, for some people, you'll go into that pitch and, you know, you'll face rejections. It's happened. It's happened to me. It happens to a lot of business owners. You do all your grammar. You do all your speaking. You tell them your value and everything. And they just say, no, not this time. And it's okay. Don't take it personally. You know, I remember some seasons ago, one of my mentors said to me that no just means next opportunity. So don't take it personally. Just keep at it. Because the more pitches that you go to, the better, you know, the more practices that you get showing up, you'll get better at it. Okay. That is so important to know that, because some people, after the first or second, they'll just say, oh, I'm not doing this again. And they'll come to me and say, my business is not growing, Riri. And I'll say, have you presented your pitch to anyone? They said, no, because the last time I did that, I got rejected. It happens to all of us. It happens to me. I've been in business for over 10 years. Do you know how many pitches I've had? Do you know how many rejections I've had? But has that stopped me? Has it stopped Riri Okoye? No, I'm still at it. Okay. So that is what is that? That's what you really need to know. It's your mindset and your confidence. Just keep at it. Keep going. And you will. I tell you, I trust you. If you keep at it, you will end up with a sale, because that's what you want at the end of the day. You want your business to grow. You want the sale. You want to reap the benefits of all your hard work. You know, just keep at it. So we've come to the end of this show today, Business Growth with Riri Okoye. Now, as always, I always say to you that if you've enjoyed the lessons, because these are all lessons on Business Growth with Riri today, don't keep it to yourself. Tell your other business colleagues to tune in next week, because guess what? Sharing is caring. Okay, so you've been listening to Business Growth with Riri Okoye, and this SME show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. Thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to serving you again next week. Take care and stay blessed.